Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Soondra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Soondra. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Sundra covering, for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Sundra covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bess. McQuinn moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Blair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0-for-1 in the game. Bess strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn bunts towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. Judnick moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Judnick scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair juggles the ball. That's an error on Blair. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Sundra moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Eschen pinch hits for Herman Bess. Larry Eschen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eschen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. D. Miles pinch hits for Bob Swift. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up beyond second. Gutteridge can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics. 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.